two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's now 5 o'clock, and we've made it to Friday, halfway through the month, too. It's the 15th of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 24 degrees.
Crash-free and delay-free on the roads right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, with less than a week to go until the presidential inauguration, security is ramping up at the Utah State Capitol.
The governor has declared a state of emergency. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox asked the Utah National Guard, the Utah Highway Patrol, and area police departments to be ready in case they're needed for any protest at the state capitol grounds. He says, yes, people do have a right to peaceably gather, but he has zero tolerance for violence or destroying property. The FBI office in Salt Lake City says it is not aware of any substantial threats, but they are preparing like it. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Utah man has been charged federally for his alleged role in the U.S. Capitol riot. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, 25-year-old John Sullivan of Sandy was charged with being on restricted property, civil disorder, and violent entry or disorderly conduct. An arrest warrant was eventually issued before he was picked up by authorities yesterday in Tooele County and then booked into the Tooele County Jail. Sullivan is the founder of Insurgents USA, a social justice group that claims to be anti-fascist and protests police brutality. Sullivan has claimed that he only took part in the riot to document the event, although he has since admitted to police that he had no press credentials and also no connection to any sort of journalistic organization. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More National Guard troops are arriving in Washington, D.C. ahead of Inauguration Day. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The nation's capital is fortifying itself with armed troops, razor wire, and blocked streets. The FBI believes last week's assault on the Capitol emboldened extremists who plan to return and pursue more violence.
We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the concern is the proximity between government officials and people with guns. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The FAA says it will no longer offer warnings for those who refuse to follow the orders of flight crews aboard those planes. ABC's Alex Stone.
Under an order from FAA head Steve Dixon, the agency is directed to take a hardline approach to anyone who disrupts or threatens a flight crew, like many of those who have refused to wear masks on board. Rather than warnings, the FAA is instructed to go for jail time and fines.
It means that if you disrupt a flight with threatening, intimidating, or violent behavior, you'll face a civil penalty from the FAA of up to $35,000 and possible imprisonment as well.
The new order in place through the end of March. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President-elect Joe Biden has outlined his economic package to fight the pandemic. ABC's Andy Field reports from Washington.
Mr. Biden's COVID relief plan will dig another $1.9 trillion hole in the national budget.
Oh, I know what I just described has not come cheaply. But failure to do so will cost us dearly.
The president-elect saying his request will speed vaccine delivery, reopen schools, prevent evictions, extend unemployment and food assistance until the nation recovers from the pandemic. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Happy to announce an Amber Alert is over, with police finding the suspect and then later the infant that went missing. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
The alert issued statewide about 2:45 yesterday that one-month-old Valley Lorraine Turner was missing. The suspect, her mother, Jacqueline Turner, being sought in a red Volkswagen Jetta. UHP spokesman Spencer Cannon says troopers were notified that someone spotted that car along I-15 in Salt Lake County shortly before 6. Troopers then caught up with the car off of 500 East in Lehigh.
And then just west of the interstate, they were able to get the car stopped, you know, get the suspect in custody.
Cannon says the infant was not in the car, but a notice from the Price Police Department confirmed the baby had been found safe around 8:30 in Carbon County. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Price Police say they will update us on the case later this morning.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.